It's not a cartoon. It's anime. Yes. Welcome to another episode of Animation. Hey, man. The whole fucking squad is in the building today, man. Cam,
Everybody's here.
What up, Cam?
No camera yet.
You know, well, Cam isn't here.
We got to get the Cam.
Let me tell you something. We had 42. We had 42 Patreon subscribers, y'all. We need to hit 50 to get that Cam. Everybody.
Cam.
Push.
Yes, can. Yes,
to get
can.
That cam.
I've got some breaking news. We're at 43.
We're at 43.
40 fucking
3 minutes. Someone subscribe.
Seven.
We're at 4. So we need
tell
seven
a friend
more.
To tell yes. a friend to tell a friend.
Yes.
I don't even give a fuck if they don't watch anime. Tell them to still subscribe to the shit.
Yes. Get that cam. You just see Cam's goatee and ponytail.
He does have a goatee and ponytail.
All right, man. Thank you for tuning in. As always, man, you know we're doing here one-offs. We do debates. We talk our shit on here. Yeah, man. Join the Patreon, animation.com/Patreon.
What's up? No, he's hilarious. Like, man, it's Dragon Deuce. Like, man, it took everything not to power up at work.
Oh, shit. Dragon Deuce is in the building. What's up, dog?
Yo, could you imagine being at work, though? It's like, yeah. And somebody, like, just look over and just like, fuck it.
You got to do it. Somebody got to send us a video of them powering up
I
at work.
I need to see.
There's going to be at least one coworker that's like, I feel you.
If y'all send us videos of you powering up at work, we will post them.
Yes, we will post them.
Show, yeah, please post that. DM us, whether it's the animation page or our separate. Tag us of a video you posting up to the intro with us, man, or just powering up, and we will post that shit.
100%.
That'll be something that we can definitely clip together, go viral.
I mean,
like
don't
that.
Risk your
you
job
get to 9,000. No, no. Go to 10.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you only live once, guys.
And depending on what's your, like, HR, you know, position and stuff like that, you should also say, this is the greatest fucking anime podcast in the entire world.
It's too easy. It's too easy, guys.
You got
you. I knew you was, I saw him, that's fine, but
it's
it was a good segue.
Too
I couldn't,
easy, guys.
You know I couldn't leave it alone. You know I couldn't leave it alone.
What's funny is watching the video, because the video is a little bit delayed, and watching Brennan's faces go, I just got it. That son of a bitch almost got me.
Yeah.
But no.
We out here.
Yuzlan Silva says they do it under their breath. Just,
gentle power up. Like, you don't get to 9,000 like that, guys. You gotta feel that shit.
Y'all remember what Brennan was on during quarantine in them Zoom
and
videos?
He was knocking shit
that's
over.
How you
that's,
do it.
Yes.
That's the energy.
Yes.
That's what we need. That's what 9,000 is right there.
That's funny. While we were powering up, I was thinking about it. I was like, do I need to start knocking some shit off the table? All there is like technology on the
right.
table.
That
like,
and water, essentially.
Yeah. Not a good idea.
Not a good idea.
I almost knocked, got very close to like taking Keenan down, though.
I would not have been prepared at all. I would have bit the dust.
Once you start in these chairs,
oh, you're going down.
It's a rapid chair.
You're toppling.
That's it.
Well, thank y'all, man, as always, for tuning in every single week, man. You know, like I said, join us on the Patreon, animation.com/Patreon.
Woo!
Get those buffering emojis out.
Guys, he's pulled up.
He usually has us at the end of the show.
No, you tired already, buddy? Come on now.
Patreon.com/animation, S-H-U-N, animation. Yeah, you know what we're doing, man. And I'm glad to see you guys, man. The whole squad is back, man.
It's good to have everybody back. It feels like it's been a long time.
Yeah, we already missed somebody. Last week was just Rob and I doing Demon Slayer.
Fuck y'all.
Spoilers!
Spoilers!
Brandon, I was saying you and I should do a special episode of just Bleach spoilers.
That'd be great.
I'm down.
Yeah,
would you guys do it? For real?
Yeah.
I'd have to do. I would have to do a lot of research.
We did tell Amir like
we could also just talk about how far I am into the show.
No, I would love to. I mean, for me, I'm down. The only thing I'll say is that like I watched Bleach when I was 20 years old.
Yeah.
I am 34.
Oh, that'd be a cool perspective then. Getting you a new perspective on it after rewatching it and then me first experiencing it.
No, yeah, exactly. I'm rewatching it right now. Like, man, I don't remember most of this shit.
Yeah.
I remember that baseball episode, though. I was like, skip.
Oh, why do you gotta have baseball episodes in fucking.
I don't know. It's like, they just do that. And I was, as soon as it came on, I was just
like,
skip.
Baseball like a huge thing.
It's huge in Japan.
It's big in Japan.
It's huge in Japan.
But yeah, no, we told Amir if he remembers anything from that episode, he'll have just like ammunition to hold over your head.
Yeah.
For as long as the rest, you know, you two are roommates. Well into your relationship until the show's over, of course.
Yeah.
So is that how you feel? Is that you have ammunition that you hold over my head all the time?
I could. I mean, I could just drop something that would ruin Demon Slayer for you. I'm not going to do that.
But. You can say one word.
Yeah.
Maybe two, and just kill everything that you ever believe in.
I feel like Brennan could do that about a bunch of animes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. So, yeah.
Like,
for
we
sure.
can start almost watching anything. I'm like, oh, you guys like ruining shit? Keenan's going to be over there like, yeah.
I'm like,
yeah. Go ahead,
tell
bro.
Me. Tell me.
Do it, please, guys. All right, oh, man. You know what we're doing this week. We are continuing.
Oh, they put the buffering size
yeah.
on
oh,
you,
yeah,
Keenan.
Man.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That
man.
Dude, Tank, and Yuslin Silva, thank yeah. you for showing us what Keenan looks like right now.
I didn't even know that was an emoji. That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
I, think so it's, I think it's in the actual the emoji chat on the YouTube too. I don't know.
Oh
if it, I don't
God.
Know if it's for the
that's
the
so
iPhone.
Funny. That is so funny.
But yeah, you know. So this week we're continuing on with Bleach, episodes 13 through 16.
Yes.
And Rob, you ready for the recap?
Yeah, I got the recap right here.
Rob, recap.
Let's get into it. We pick back up with Ichigo during his hollow killing duel with Uryu. While running around killing hollows, he runs into Kone, who's just like, hey, your family's safe. Ichigo's like, that's great. I'm going to go chase down Uryu and, you know, confront him face to face because this is bullshit. Back at the high school, Orihime and Tatsuki are cleaning up broken glass with their classmate when Orihime basically spots a hollow watching them. She tries to play cool, rush everybody inside, but Tatsuki's still wearing her karate gi and she's like, I got to change. So she runs off. And as soon as she turns around, Orihime, the hollow's right there just like, yeah, I know you see me. So the hollow launches into an attack. Shooting seeds out of its forehead, one of them getting lodged into her classmate. And though it doesn't seem like she's hurt badly at first, it becomes clear that these seeds take control of the victim, and the hollow controls them like they are puppets. And the hollow...
That's what happened, right?
Oh, yeah, she, like, put the hand on
oh, yeah,
her.
Yeah, just grabbed... Ice is like, what is going on? Like, I got hit with a seed, bro! I got hit with a seed!
Yeah, and she did.
Ice is like, man, you got some grip, bro!
Jesus!
She grabbed him hard,
I thought he would get the joke. I did.
The hollow reveals that basically they've got a whole army made of possessed students. And as they rush into attack, Tatsuki returns and starts beating them to a pulp to protect her friend. Though she can't fully see the hollow, kind of like Chad in the earlier stretch, she does her best to fight it off, including biting one of its tentacles, until she too is hit with several seeds and is taken over. Against her will, she's forced to hit Orihime, who flashes back to think about their friendship as she recovers from the blow, and we see that she used to get bullied for her long, bright hair, much like Ichigo, but it was Tatsuki who started to protect her and make her feel safe enough to grow her hair out, and she says she wears this long hair as a symbol of her trust in her friend, and with that, she stands again in a whirlwind, erupts around her, and these six fairy-like creatures called the Shunshunrika reveal themselves and tell her that they are born from her soul and that they are protectors and will give her power. So they explain, you know, to Orihime how to use them, and she unlocks three new powers. One of them is she's able to make a shield that blocks the seeds from attacking her. Another, she has a healing power that's able to cure Tatsuki. And a third is this cutting power that she uses to just cut that
hollow
right
now. I want to just be, there's a very specific phrasing that you have to use, is the shield doesn't block, it rejects. The cut doesn't cut, it rejects.
Like they said that a couple times.
Yeah, they said it a bunch of times, but the thing is...
She has to say it when she's acting.
She has to say it, but just understand that that's very important. There's a big difference between blocking and rejecting.
She's rejecting.
So I just want to point that out, as well as rejecting injuries on other people and stuff like that, and the way that she
I'm going to try that next time. I reject this injury.
There you go.
I will not. I will not.
All I'm saying, that's a very different power than what you said. That's all.
Gotcha. So after the enemy is defeated, she collapses and the Shunshunrika return to their original form, her snowflake hairpins that her brother gave her. Urahara soon arrives with an unconscious Chad in tow over his shoulder, and they pick up Orihime and bring him back to his little shop. Elsewhere, Uryu is running around and running out of energy and is having a harder time killing the hollows. Realizes like a lot more have shown up than he had accounted for based on the bait he used. Rukia and Kone are also nearby taking care of a hollow, and the three meet up. And though he hates Soul Reapers, Uryu is glad to see that they're still alive and promises to protect everyone in the town from the hollows. Mostly just to prove to Ichigo that he's more powerful. So it's still some petty shit.
He's still on that bullshit, man.
At the Urahara shop, Orihime and Chad are awake, and they've gotten a full download about the Soul Reapers, hollows, and Ichigo. They know everything now. Urahara explains that Ichigo's release of energy has awoken something inside of them, and it's their choice if they decide to proceed into that world. But first, he wants them to basically see what it is that they'd be up against. So back on the street, Ichigo arrives at the scene with the others, slashing through a hollow, challenging Uryu to finish the duel one-on-one. But before he can decide, Cone points out a large crack in the sky with hollows just converging all around it. And Uryu runs up to take out more of the hollows, saying, you know, hey, Ichigo, if you're too scared to do the same, then he's the winner of the duel. And so he takes off declaring the last Quincy will take out these hollows. But still unaware of who the Quincys are, Ichigo turns to Rukia, who explains that the Soul Society killed most of them 200 years ago because their method of killing hollows was apparently leading to a soul deficit that could destroy the entire universe. She clarifies that they tried to reason with the Quincys, but they refused to change their ways. Ichigo rushes off to find Uryu surrounded by hollows and tells him, you know, he doesn't care about this old, you know, feud with the Soul Reapers. You know, he doesn't agree with his methods, but, you know, right now it's them against all these hollows. And Uryu's just like, I don't have a grudge against that, you know. I agree that the Quincys were wrong. He's angry because his grandfather, the last Quincy before him, who had trained him, tried to make peace with the Soul Reapers and work with them, but they just flat out refused. And one day, his grandfather was attacked by several hollows, and the Soul Reapers didn't show up till like 2 hours later, and his grandfather got killed because of it. So Ichigo commiserates, says he too lost his mother to the hollows. You know, even if their methods are different, their goal is the same. The two of them team up to take out the remaining hollows. And, you know, they're cutting them down left and right when a huge one called the Minos Grand pushes through the crack in the sky. And looking on in horror, Ruki explains that these are made up of like hundreds of hollows compressed together, folded onto each other into this huge monster. And they're usually far too powerful for just one Soul Reaper to take down. On cue, Urahara and his crew arrive. We get to see them kind of like bust out their weapons for the first time. And they start cutting down the weaker hollows.
Everybody but Urahara.
Pretty much.
Yeah. He's just stood there like, yeah, you got it.
He's the boss. Mm-hmm. You can take care of this.
He's my favorite character so far.
And he's dope. He's incredible. Yeah. Urahara is incredible.
I just like how his character design is really good. His temperament is cool. Like, how he just like, comes in amazing. With the cane and does stuff. I'm like, I like this guy.
Oh, you need help.
Uruhara is the shit all the way through.
You can tell already he's going to be that guy.
Oh, yeah. Ruki watches them run off to attack the Minos Grand with no effect. But Urahara casts a spell on her, basically preventing her from moving and helping them. And it's just like,
that was one inkling that I'm like, oh, he the real deal. Like, just that, not that she's super powerful, like, but he was just like, just a snap of the finger. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to
see not going to park Mugen me.
Chad and Orihime are also nearby watching the battle, knowing like, hey, this is what we're basically deciding if we want to help with. In the fight, Uryu and Ichigo discover that they can supercharge Uryu's bow when he touches Ichigo's Zanpakuto. But before they have a chance to use it, the Minos Grand charges up a powerful attack, and Ichigo just rushes forward to block it. And Uryu watches in shock, realizing that Ichigo must have a massive amount of spiritual energy that he's able to fight on that level with almost no training or any idea of really even how to use that energy. On cue, Ichigo cuts through the Minos Grand's attack and up its entire enormous body, causing it to just peace out. It's like, you know what?
It was like,
I don't want these problems.
I don't want the smoke.
I'm out. Victory is short-lived, however, as Ichigo collapses. His sword erupts in instability from using so much energy at once. Uryu is quick to act, siphoning energy from the sword into his bow and shooting it out into the sky before it destroys his new friend. And the energy cuts up Uryu's arm. But when the danger passes, he also collapses and asks his grandfather for forgiveness for, you know, sorry, I didn't help out the Soul Reapers. You know, hopefully, you know, this is a step in the right direction. The next episode, Rukia is worrying about, you know, this major feat of Ichigo will get him noticed by the Soul Society. Meanwhile, Cone is complaining to Ichigo that no one takes him seriously after one of his sisters super glues a flower to his ear. But Ichigo couldn't really care less, so Cone decides to run away. And he tries to get picked up by some of Ichigo's classmates, but none of it really works out for him. At the high school, both Ichigo and Rukia have some old-fashioned bonding time. Ichigo extends an olive branch to Uryu, inviting him to a very awkward lunch with the rest of his friend group, while Orihime tries to get Rukia to come out of her shell. You know, she invites her, you know, the undercover Soul Reaper to some festivals, come see some fireworks, you know, let's talk about boys we like, and, you know, even suggest that they all try to go after Ichigo. But even though she's having a nice time with the other girls, Rukia knows, like, I don't belong here. So at the Urahara shop, a black cat named Yoruichi arrives and is revealed to be Urahara's best friend. We see that there's more to that cat than meets the eye as well, as he soon rats out Cone for sneaking around the shop, causing the two kids that work there to tear him up and torture him. And later on, Yoruichi speaks even, letting Urahara know that, quote unquote, they have arrived. So Cone gets away and meets back up with Ichigo and Rukia as they talk about the appearance of the Minos Grand, just as Ichigo is becoming suspicious that maybe something is up with his mentor. Kon apologizes for running away and, you know, asks them to help him. So Ichigo takes him to Uryu in the handicrafts club to fix him up. And after some convincing, Uryu displays some impressive sewing skills, but fixes Kon up in a blonde wig and a big red dress. And it's extravagant work, but Kon is furious and runs away again.
It is definitely extravagant work.
It's, yeah. I mean, listen, top notch.
18th century.
That night, Rukia also runs away, leaving a note for Ichigo to find. And as she leaves, two soul reapers appear, just, you know, one named Renji and another named Byakuya, who we find out later is her brother. And just as she tells herself that compassion and, you know, affection for others has no place in a soul reaper's life, the two attack and Renji draws his Zanpakuto ready to bring her in. He demands to know more about the human that stole her powers, but Rukia tries to play it cool, you know, until Renji slashes her cheek, cursing her for betraying her clan. He presses the attack and is just about to finish her when her brother's, while her brother is just standing by and watching this whole thing. When out of the dark,
sounds
Uryu,
like you have some feelings about that, Rob.
I mean, he's just watching this whole thing go down.
I wonder if that's her actual brother or if it's like in Japanese culture when they call people brother.
I think they have the same last name, but they're in the same clan. And it seems like maybe they were, at least she may have been adopted into that clan. Yeah. But, you know, even so.
If that's a blood brother, I ain't letting nobody beat your ass. It don't matter.
Yeah, it's a tough look for the dude. Yeah. Until out of the dark, Uryu fires his bow, comes to Herd's defense, though he claims it's just a coincidence that he's out late at night. You know, Renji attacks, wounding Uryu, and it turns into serious business real fast as both of them swear that, you know, they're going to kill the other right then and right there.
He pulled up too tough to get washed like that.
He
pulled up too hard, fixing his glasses, doing the classic glasses fix.
Anime glasses fix.
And to get washed the way he did.
Yeah, he got lit.
He did. Back at the house, Ichigo finds Kon taped to the back of a toilet. A stuffed animal tells him Rukia did it and points out the letter she left for him. Ichigo opens it and finds a coded message where she tells him she's leaving. He shouldn't worry about her or look for her, and basically advises, why don't you burn this note and maybe lay low for a couple weeks? And Kon realizes this must mean that she's in trouble with the Soul Society. And Ichigo tries to pull the candy out of his mouth so he can take his Soul Reaper form, but he's fighting back. Like, I don't like this. The two of them are fighting over it. And right on cue, our guy Urahara shows up and is just like, hey, it looks like you guys could use some help. Back on the street, Uryu could not back his shit talk up a bit and is bleeding out on the sidewalk. Jesus. Needs some potion stat. Anything. Renji's about to kill him when Ichigo miraculously arrives in the nick of time.
Of course.
Did somebody else say, of course? I heard it in my ears and I was like, what the fuck?
But he's about to kill Renji is confused but at first, but figures out Ichigo is the human he's looking for. And after they compare their sword sizes, quote unquote, they clash. And once again, we see Ichigo is outclassed when facing an actual trained swordsman, despite his potential. So with Ichigo knocked down, Renji starts talking shit, saying, you know, you can't even land a scratch on a real Soul Reaper. But as he monologues, you know, Ichigo seizes an opening, slices through his chin, and Byakuya is like, hey, be careful with this guy. You know, I recognize him from a report I just saw. This guy, he took out Amino's grand by himself. And Renji's like, that must be bullshit, because this guy doesn't even know the name of his Zanpakuto. He doesn't even know how to use this thing. And as Ichigo realizes his sword has a soul, Renji shouts out his sword's name and causes it to change into a segmented blade and throws it right into Ichigo's shoulder and just rips the thing out. There's blood spurting everywhere, and things are starting to look real bad for our hero where we left off.
Yeah.
Blood looks so funny. I guess that's my only gripe about this. The blood looks so funny. Yeah. And it's like, is that blood? Like, some of the times, like, when he was fighting the Minos thing, I was like, is that blood on his face? Like, what is that? It's just like I don't know. The blood looks really
funny.
Maybe
his soul blood is different from human blood.
It looked like regular blood to me.
Soul blood is
soul blood.
I don't know. All right, thanks, Rob, for the recap as always, bro. I appreciate it.
Excellent work there, Rob.
Doesn't fucking miss. Appreciate it. Yeah. Batting 1,000 out here.
No. He missed one time. You guys don't remember?
Yeah. Remember.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's not batting 1,000.
I mean, I try.
Look at Ryan.
Like,
they
just won Mulligan. Like, Jesus.
Yeah, Ryan don't even want to. He don't even want to repeat that moment.
No.
I was like, I write it.
What
out
show
now.
Was that?
He was this show.
No. He means which show were we watching?
What episode did we do that? I don't know.
No, I mean,
do you remember, Rob?
Whoa. Okay, we talking about.
I thought we were talking about a couple episodes earlier.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
No, I was talking about a whole different.
Wait,
I was talking about way back
at the
old studio.
Recap? I didn't catch that.
He messed up. Can I say it, Rob?
Yeah, I guess so.
When he said Soul Raper.
Oh, no, that was huge.
It was crazy. No,
he,
no, what I'm saying is when he fumbled like the whole thing. Like,
there
he
was one time, yeah, he
yeah,
fumbled.
Yeah, you fumbled the whole recap. He fumbled the whole recap.
I don't even remember what that was. I blocked that.
I think it
might have
been during Gangsta, actually.
Oh, then I don't care.
Well, then, yeah.
Then I do not care.
He's like, I purposely fumbled that bullshit.
Somebody was sucking dick in the alley, and then it was a pump fake of a fight that never happened.
That did happen.
Oh, that fight was just... All right, guys.
Hold on. Urahara is not on the level of Gojo. Y'all need to calm down out here. Marsidius, Jameson.
Brennan got so serious.
Wow.
So
Gojo is God, bro.
Like, yeah, I had a thing, like, we were talking about, like, in our draft, it was just like, yeah, obviously, One Punch Man would take people out, but nobody can even touch
Nobody's even made him break a sweat. One Punch Man couldn't punch him.
I'm not trying to spoil nothing, but I read the manga and fucking Gojo is... He's Gojo the entire time.
Y'all remember the bad guy's whole strategy? Just for the record, we're talking about Jujutsu Kaisen.
Spoiler alert if you haven't watched it.
Yeah, but we're just saying that one of the characters in that anime, Gojo, is just insane.
Godly.
He's insane. Like,
he's Gojo the entire time.
Remember, the bad guy's whole strategy was literally just like, how do we keep him out of the fight?
We just
literally,
we can only
they
contain.
They knew we couldn't kill him. It was the whole point was to remove him from the thing. Yeah.
They brought in somebody new, and that's their whole thing, too. That's their whole thing, is to remove Gojo out. They had, like, it's
can't
fucking
beat him.
Wild.
Just remove him. And he's funny on top of that.
Gojo's great.
He's great. So, all right. If we recap again, Rob.
For sure.
We're going to go into the questions. First question of the day. Now that we've heard a bit more about them and met a couple more, what is your read on Soul Reapers right now, Rob?
I'm really suspicious of the Soul Reapers. I really feel like a lot of the show is going to be Ichigo kind of trying to get into the Soul Society and basically trying to make it what it should be. Because clearly we've heard a lot, and maybe he'll find out like there's good reason for why they did what they did. But so far there's a lot of people like, you're finding out the deep, dark secrets of the Soul Society. And like, do you guys see Loki?
Yeah,
no. I'm getting big TVA vibes.
I haven't. Wait, hold on.
That's a good description.
It's okay. And that's not really a spoiler. It's just like this. It's they
I've
give
seen
me
the first
TV.
Like three episodes of Loki. So that TVA is the people that are
TVA
him.
The time variance.
Yeah, okay, got it. Yeah, okay. Got
they
it.
Give he gives me big TVA vibes of just got like okay. What are these people really up to? You know
that
what I mean?
That makes sense.
So I think they're. I think that they may be like the lesser of several evils in the current world that we're seeing it as it is now. But I think Ichigo, like, every time he finds something out about these Soul Reapers, we found out it's some fucked up shit. They killed up a lot of people. They wiped out those mod souls that they created. These guys are not, like, even though the, like, Soul Society seems like it's supposed to be a heaven equivalent in this, it's like, these guys are some straight-up killers.
Yeah, first things first, don't look at Khan's face. I looked at his face when you first started talking. He was like... So
I saw Brennan say stop it, and I'm like, I'm not even
hide my emotions.
Yeah. I said that to Brennan.
I said stop it.
Yeah.
I said that because I saw his face.
And I was just like, yeah.
I said stop it. Stop the faces.
Well, it's just interesting. Honestly, what makes that happen is interesting the way you got the questions you're asking. I'm like, it's very interesting that you're asking very specific questions. Like, huh? All that's going to be answered. I wonder what made you think that of that specific question or that.
Yeah, that's what
conclusion.
We were talking about. Just the
that's
question.
What's actually causing your reactions. The specific conclusions you're making. I'm like,
not your prediction.
Way to cover
like
that
the,
up. Yeah.
It's more about the question.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, sure. We keep finding out more people that they've eradicated off the face of the earth, and it's just kind of like, how many genocides can one group be responsible for and still be on the up and up?
Well, I guess to answer your question, it's like, for me, it's like when somebody joins like a company or like, I would say like the government thinking everything's going to be fine. Like, oh man, I'm joining the FBI. We're doing some great things. They're like, yo, we gotta have you do some terrorist shit.
I would say CIA like, is probably a better analogy.
Well, it's CIA. Mm-hmm. And that's what I feel like this is kind of like. It's like, for you to already take out two other things that were like fighting Hollows also, it's like, it seems like you want to be top dog.
Yeah.
It seems like there was probably three other families, whatever you want to call it, and then they were just like, we want to be the head, so we got to take these motherfuckers out.
Yeah.
That's how I look at it.
I see that.
Yeah, I don't think the Soul Reapers aren't shit. I feel like the Soul Reapers maybe started off as like with a good purpose, and then over time they turned into ain't shit people. And it might have been because they was a product of their environment, and there was a kill or be killed environment.
Yeah.
But I feel like they started off with something good, and they are far removed from what they used to be. And then they realize that they're far removed, and that they're just like, fuck it, like this is who we are now. Like, this is what got us here, so this is what we gonna be on, and we on this type of time forever now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I look at it.
Brennan?
I pass.
Makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I get it.
All right. So now we're seeing some kind of like, you know, and this will kind of probably
for the record, guys, I pass because for people who are listening for the first time, I've already seen all of this, so I already know the answers to the questions. I can't answer that question.
Okay. Yeah. So Ice's question and my question kind of goes a little bit hand in hand, but we'll ask Ice's question kind of first. So we got Quincy's versus Soul Reapers, Saiyans versus Frieza and his regime, and Demon Slayer Court versus the Demons are all examples of anime beef. What is your favorite anime beef, and whose side are you on, Ice?
The Chiais versus the Leaf Village. That's my favorite beef. I'm a big Naruto fan. But I won't
Everything
go in too much because
to Naruto.
I won't go in too much into it because it's a you know, I want to ruin it for these guys that haven't watched it. But that's my favorite beef, and I'm on the side of the Chiais.
Mm. Okay, Brennan.
I actually really, really, really like Soul Reapers versus Arrancar. You don't know what that is yet?
No.
But
that's a bigger beef than the Quincy's?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
See, there we go. There's another family that we haven't heard of yet.
Yeah, there it is.
But, you know, when you figure out what an Arrancar is and all that kind of stuff, like, I think you know what one is now, right?
I have not.
Oh, you don't even know? Yeah, it's pretty deep. It's pretty deep in the show.
It's episode 200.
Yeah, something like that. But all I'll say is that, like, that is what makes this... easily. That's why that kind of shit that I just mentioned is kind of what makes Bleach like, yo, people are like, this is top tier. It's because of that beef.
Gotcha.
So I'll just stand by that and say that in Bleach.
Does it get real before that happens, though? Before they show up?
There's all kind of shit.
The next arc you guys are going.
You have no idea.
You're about to finish season one. The next one, I think, so far for me, has been my favorite, and I'm past that by now.
All I'll say is, like,
I've not reached what Brennan's talking about, so I'm glad I'm looking forward to stuff because it's gotten a little slow.
It has ebbs and flows, but all I'll say is that. Yeah, that's what I meant. That Arrancar and the Espadas is what that dude Tank gets it.
Yeah.
Holy fuck is all I'll say. Holy fuck. Some of the best fights I've ever seen in any anime.
Okay. Looking forward to it. For me,
I showed you a little bit.
Yeah, that fight. That's when you told me about.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a solid fight too.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. For me, it's weird because this question, like, I get the Saiyans and Frieza. I don't even consider that a rivalry. Like, I feel like the Saiyans don't give a fuck about Frieza anymore. Like, they don't really give. They don't care about this guy.
Well, they're dead. Mm.
Well, I mean, I'm talking about Goku. And
but
Vegeta.
Their history is deep, though.
Their history was deep, but I feel like even Vegeta's kind of just like, nah, I don't even care about this guy. Like, I don't, as long as you don't cross my path, I ain't gonna fuck you up, type thing. It was hard for me to kind of even really think of one. I mean, so I can't say this is my favorite. I'm pretty sure if I go deeper in the anime, I can probably find one, but I'm just gonna go with Kurapika and the spiders, like his clan.
That's a good one.
Because he's just like, yo, there's the only thing on his mind is death.
Yep.
There's no, like, I'm trying to capture you guys. It's like, all of you will be fucking murdered.
No, the spiders hate him, too. They're like, yo, let's find this motherfucking chain user.
Yeah. Because now, what he did to their, I guess, pound for pound, their strongest guy, they were like, yo, who did this? This chain user has to now go. He has to die. Mm. And he's kind of like, well, I'm willing to kill y'all, too. What's
cracking?
He brought
a shovel to the fight.
Bro. I know you said that fight was a little overrated, but it's not about, I wasn't talking about hand-to-hand wise. It was just the stakes of that particular fight, and to bring a shovel... to bury a motherfucker.
That's one of my favorite things that's ever happened in anime.
That's the most
gangster. He brought a shovel to the fight.
What other fights? I don't know. Dope. Y'all let us know in the comment section. But, and I want to know, that's the most gangster shit I've ever seen in a fight, to bring a shovel. Like,
imagine though? Like, you pull up like, yo, we got some beef or whatever, and motherfucker just throws a shovel down. Like, what the fuck's that for? Don't worry about it.
or to say it's for you.
But I'm just saying, like, don't worry about it. Let's go. I'm like, wait, hold on.
I might back out of that fight.
I'm just going to bring a shovel wherever I go.
Or if, like, somebody pulls up in the ambulance is right there with him. Like, oh, I brought this for you.
Yeah, you're going to...
Call the ambulance, but not for me.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
Gone had a gangster moment, too, in there, too, at the end.
I'm not going to ruin it. I'm just saying
he had a gangster moment, too, when, you know...
Because I don't know how far Rob is.
Kurapika just got his, like, chain, and he's with, like, a bunch of other Nen users. They're in the mansion, and they just got out.
Okay, cool. So, I guess we'll go to yours, and then, Rob, what's your favorite?
My favorite is So, it's basically humanity versus the, why am I blanking? The homunculi in Full Metal Alchemist.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Because what I love about that is that throughout that show, you have so many different groups of people that absolutely fucking hate each other, but they all band together to take care of these homunculi. And to see that, like, everybody, like, that last, like, because I just recently rewatched it with Andrea, and like, man, that last season is like that whole battle.
Yeah.
That whole last season or that whole last chunk is just like all everybody coming together to like take those dudes out. And it's like, because it is, it's life or death.
They
know it. It's, they are trying to exterminate the human race.
Yeah.
Like, we're just, you know, nothing to them. And it's people fighting for their, literally, they're fighting for their lives and the existence of humanity. And so, what bigger stakes are there than that?
Shit, low-key the ants were too. And, I mean,
let's leave that.
Yeah,
I'll get there. I'll get there. I'll get there.
Yeah, five stars.
Good job. Good
damn,
job.
Man. God.
Somebody said the LD. Wait, come on.
I'm just messing with you.
Oh, somebody said Attack on Titan, the Eldians and the Marlians.
That's a good one.
And for Yuuzhland Silva, the biggest reason I didn't pick that is because it's just like, I don't know what side I'm on.
Sure.
For real.
But they're, I don't want to say too much because I know Ice is, on his journey of that. So.
God damn it.
I mean, he finally found out that Aaron's a...
Yeah.
Okay, you know that. Aaron's where are you in the show right now?
So they just...
Spoiler alert if you haven't seen it.
Yeah, Levi just pulled up. He just had court. Levi beat the shit out of him and was like, I'll take him under my wing. And then they're at the...
Is this season one?
This season one. I just started this like last week.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
so
you
like,
so
so you saw Aaron. You saw Aaron die.
No. Oh yeah, he died
and came back. Which I was like,
wasn't that one of the dopest? They killed the protagonist. I was like, what is this show?
That's like episode
now
6.
I can never watch.
I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
You can still watch it.
It won't ruin
it. I think
it.
I knew that was.
Don't worry.
That shit blew my mind.
And they killed him. He was like you said. He was gone for a few episodes. So even I was kind of just like, okay,
damn,
what the fuck is happening?
It's over.
That shit was wild. And then
you ain't see Levi yet, bro. Trust me.
Yeah, that's what I was like. Levi,
shut up,
Corey.
Shut up, Corey.
How y'all talked about Levi, like, his personality isn't what I thought it would be. Like, he's, like, super stoic and is just like, yep, this is what it is. I'm here to kill. I run shit.
No emotions. He's seen so much. He going to get it cracking when he starts trying to get cracking.
Oh, yeah.
All right, next question. So this made me just think of, you know, even, I forgot his name, but the dude that's Quincy, what's his name?
Oh, Uryu.
I call him Ishida.
Ishida. They bounce back. That's the one thing that bothers me about this show. They bounce back between people's names a lot.
Yeah, like, it becomes Ishida later on. He just gets Ishida.
So Ishida and Ichigo, they kind of have like a friendly rivalry, like kind of like a Vegeta-type Goku thing, at least as of right now. I don't know how far that goes later on. But do you think anime needs that type of rivalry all the time? Because for me, I'm starting to get bored because they never have the other guy that's rivaling the main character. They rarely ever have them really push the main character. Like, I don't see this guy pushing Ichigo. He's not as good. He's not as strong. Vegeta's never really pushing Goku for real anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I was hoping that they were going to kind of do it in Hunter x Hunter with Gon and Killua, because Killua was clearly stronger than Gon.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But they don't do it in there. They just be like, we're best friends and shit. All right.
They just rock
Yeah, I mean, they
like,
kind of push each other. Not like Vegeta and stuff like that, but like when it came to training and stuff.
But Gon never gave a fuck, though. Gon is just like...
Yeah. Gon always gave a fuck.
Not to be better than Killua, though. Like, he's just like, yeah, that's my dog.
Because I'm saying for me, like... I feel like they use it a lot in anime, and I don't necessarily think it's needed anymore. Because if you're not going to use that character to actually like make the main character have to really get to that particular point, I don't really care to see it anymore. Just make it
true.
That's just my personal opinion. What about you guys, Rob? What about you?
No, I was actually thinking of Gon and Killua because like they have like. They're like, I would say more friendly rivals of just like, yeah, we're both doing this thing together. Like, but they have clearly different goals. And even an episode I just recently watched, Killua was just saying to Gon, like, he's kind of jealous because you've got this whole thing. Like, you're looking for your dad. You're doing this hunter's license thing. I don't really have anything going on.
Yeah.
At least where I'm at. And I think I like their dynamic just because, like, again, there's obviously, there's commonality between them, but. For that exact reason, Killua was just on a completely different level than almost everybody else on the show.
Yes.
And you see that from time to time, where he's just like, okay, I'll hang out with you on, like, these lower floors of this fight tower just because that's kind of fun. But, like, I could shoot up to go challenge the floor masters any goddamn time I want.
Yeah.
Sort of
thing. Taking motherfuckers' hearts out.
And here you go.
In a bag, bro.
Handing it back.
Crazy.
I mean... So I agree that it I don't think it's needed. I do think it's one of those things that kind of shows up a lot, whether it's Bakugo or Vegeta or whatever. And I think it's almost used as just like a stock character of just like, this person is here to get their ass beat, so you know the villain is the real deal. And that it basically sets the stage for the main character be like, oh, like they're always having trouble keeping up with so and so, and this villain just washed that dude, so he's going to be real trouble for the main character. It's just all about like setting your expectation for how hard this fight's going to be. And I agree, at this point, it's a little predictable.
Yeah.
So I think if we can move past that dynamic, I mean, I'm for it.
Ice.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I think the only thing, not to bring it up again, and I'm not going to ruin it, but Sasuke and Naruto is probably the closest that I've seen as a rivalry where they like actually push each other. Like, that's a very pivotal part of the plot at some point throughout the show, is just like their rivalry.
And they actually, he can actually smoke him out at some point.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all I want to know, is if like, you know, because that's, I guess, that's like my main thing. It's like, I would love to see what you just said, Rob, but like the second tier character beat the main villain, and then the main character be like, shit, like, I'm behind.
Yeah, no, I think like that's cool.
Like, I hadn't, that I would love to watch that. The character, actually, he has to step up now to get to that level. Brennan?
No, I love that dynamic, and I actually would love to see what you just said as well. I'd say that this is not the Vegeta character of this show, is all I'll say.
Okay. I mean, I was kind of thinking that once he got smoked out here, I was like, all right. He might not be. There's so many seasons of the show. I feel like there's
no. I mean, just, he's, I mean, not, I don't feel like it's giving anything away. Like I said in the chat, anyway.
Yeah.
Like Ishida for me in this show is like Tien.
Okay.
Oh,
like an early rival. That ends up kind of being.
But sometimes, it's clutch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Remember when versus Cell? He's just like,
Tien had his moments. Tien is one of my like B tier. Not obviously, he's not like B tier on as far as the show, but he's one of my side character favorites.
No, he's dope. That's what I'm saying. Like, so Ishida, like he is a very useful character. He don't want to smoke with Ichigo.
Gotcha.
But not many motherfuckers in this show want smoke with Ichigo. So.
That makes sense.
Okay. All right. So
did Mob have a rival?
he had a lot of people that thought they were his rival.
Yeah. But Mob is kind of like One Punch Man in that sort of where everybody tried to fight him and then just lost, and then that was it.
Yeah.
The blonde haired dude, that was probably the only one.
Yeah, the blonde haired guy. He was good, but yeah.
Yeah.
And then he became his friend afterwards.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have fought him in the first place.
He blasted all my clothes off and made me bald at 14. Yeah. Like,
goddamn.
Good lord.
He looked like Hulk Hogan, man.
Dude, come on, brother.
He blasted my clothes off and made me bald at 14.
That
definitely happened.
Oh, man. So in this show, we saw, like, you know, right now there's like a rivalry or enemies between the Quincy and the Soul Reapers right now, anyways. And they had to come together and join and fight. What was it? The big soul? What was it called again?
Oh, the Minos Grande.
The Minos Grande.
Who I will say, you don't open up the fucking sky and then just get smoked out like that and leave.
You know what? Never
you
mind.
You open up the sky, bro. That's one of the craziest entrances that I've seen in a long time. Open up the sky open, with your bare hands.
Yeah.
And you step out, get sliced, and be like, nah, I'm good.
Exactly. I wanted to see him do some work or something. But to the question, could you join forces with your sworn enemy in any circumstance at all? In any circumstance if you had to, whether it's a fight. Let's say it was, I don't know, even it could be your own circumstance. I'm saying, for me, I think I could. I feel like I don't take... You would have to do something like, I guess for me, if somebody's telling me the history of what, I don't know. No, that's tough. That is tough.
Because it's like, what extremes are you doing? Is it an extreme situation where like humanity is on the line, but then also a person, did this person like kill your family? This person, like, if you take both extremes, that's how I look at the question. Yeah. Like, taking both extremes, person who murdered my family, humanity is on the line, and you got to fight with this person.
I feel like this guy has an opinion. Cameron's looking like he wants to say something.
Well, let me say this. This is what I would do.
If I would join forces with somebody, it depends on what we're joining forces against.
Yeah, if this is like against an enemy that we both have to beat, what I would do is just like, as soon as we're like beating this person, like, just stabbed him, I'm throwing a ninja star right at your throat.
Because it also depends on if they're down for
damn.
It.
Yeah.
Because I'll always be thinking in the back of my head, they're probably going to betray me, so I should probably just betray
them. I'm going to betray them immediately. As soon as we go like this for the stab, the main kill. Right there, you're fucking dead too.
And, or just let them go in for the main kill.
And then both y'all fucking kill each other with the star and the villain lives.
They both
and
do
then
it
humanity
the same time.
Is gone.
Yeah. that's what I was thinking, Ice. I was just like, that seems like a way that y'all defeat yourselves.
Brennan?
I mean, I think it's just a very situational question.
I feel like that would be joining forces with anyone. I'm just kidding.
Damn. Everyone's my sworn enemy.
Yeah.
Nah,
no, you have to join forces with Bomani.
Oh, shit. Ooh, I really don't like Bomani.
But would you like? What if like TK rolled up and like it was TK and Alonzo? Just like, all right,
would you? Two
on Alonzo twos. And I. I mean, Bomani and I could not be.
No,
TK
I don't think
Alonzo.
You could. I don't think you could.
Would you try? Huh? Would you try?
Money.
Yeah, I'll
money's
give it a
on
go.
The line. Money's on the line.
No, you would, I wouldn't put money on the line.
No, I'm saying like a pot. Like not, you're not putting money in. There's a pot that you guys have to win. Win if you win. All
right, so let me put it like this: like the way the super we're talking about Super Smash Brothers right now,
right?
And the way the Super Smash Brothers works is that the characters that are the computer are ranked on a level systems from 1 to 9. So if we were to say that, let's say for example, the best player I know, TK, is a 9, I'm probably an 8. Alonzo is an 8. Bomani is
TK's
like
TK's better than you.
Yeah, yeah. Hmm. TK is better than me. TK plays it professionally now. Like this is what he does.
TK is very good.
Yeah, TK. This is what he does. I can still beat TK. But if we play 10 matches, he's probably going to win 6. Mm. But no, I'd say that like if I'm an 8, TK's a 9, Alonzo would also be an 8 or a 7 because mm-hmm. I think I'm a little bit better than Alonzo right now. Bomani is seriously like a 5, like
okay.
maybe a 4 or 5. Wow. So the thing is, if you put me, an 8 and a 5 together against a possible 8 and a 9, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
it's not going to, we ain't going to win.
You understand the hypothetical.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, come on, man.
I'm just trying to think of a rival that would.
Yeah, I mean, that's all.
Yeah.
Where is Tony V at? What would you consider Tony V? Scale wise.
6.
Okay, you think he's better than Bomani?
Yeah. He beats him almost every time they play.
I've not seen them.
When they play one on one,
they don't
like
play
Tony,
each other one on one.
When they do play each other one on one, Tony wins. I don't know what it is. I think Bomani actually is better than Tony.
I think he chokes.
But I think that, yeah, I think that he has like a mental block against Tony because he has like, he loves Tony. So, you know, I think he refuses to
beat
him.
Well, he needs Tony to love him, so.
There it is. Because
yeah.
if Tony doesn't love him, then nobody does.
Dog, if Tony didn't like
Sorry,
Bomani
we're
too,
deep in this guy, and then nobody knows what we're talking about.
When you every time he played against you, bro, he would probably suffer bad defeats. Like it'll be bad. Somebody said Yamcha is Chad.
No, Brennan did.
Oh, that's what you said? Oh, said facts more like Yamcha. Okay, all right. Ice.
Yamcha is Chad.
That's tough. That's a tough diagnosis.
That
of Chad.
Breaks my heart because I had a lot of hope for him. I thought he was going to be like the guy at some point. Not a guy over Ichigo.
I don't
but
know what Brandon's talking
I thought,
about.
Like,
I don't know Yamcha.
There you go.
It was going to be the Ichigo and Chad show at some point. But Yamcha, damn.
Damn.
Yamcha is a person that was very useful in Bleach.
He got his
Dragon
girl.
Ball.
His most notable thing
he
about
got,
Yamcha is getting his wife taken.
Yeah, he got
by
his girl taken from him.
Vegeta.
And
that's the first thing.
He takes a lot of massive L's in Dragon Ball Z.
That's the first thing that pops into your mind. You bring up Yamcha, you think of L's. Getting his lady took.
Chad doesn't have enough personality for all that to happen to him.
But I'm just saying, that's why I'm shocked that you putting Chad and Yamcha in the same sentence. The disrespect to Chad.
Disrespect. All right,
both extremes. Humanity is on the line. I'm humanity. Y'all humanity. My son's humanity. I gotta fight with him or her.
Whoever, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Depending on circumstance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right, next question, man. Have you ever gotten into a fight? I think we asked this question before. Have you ever gotten into a fight with a friend? For a friend, I'm sorry. Have you gotten into a fight for a friend, Brennan?
Not a real fight, no. Like, you know, like I pulled up. Like, my neighborhood growing up, like we had a steady escalation of things. Like, when we were very little, we used to, like, the neighborhood I grew up in was an apple orchard. So we would have, like, in the summer times, it would be, like, apples everywhere. So we'd have apple wars, and they hurt. Because you could,
apple.
Yeah, but they're like, they're smaller than you think. You know, they fit in your hand. They're like smaller
they're like
than a baseball.
Homegrown.
They're like a little bit smaller than a tennis ball. It's like the size.
Okay, but they're hard though, right?
They hurt really bad.
Yeah.
Or if they didn't hurt, they were soft. That means that they were disgusting
and
they hit you. They just splashed all over you. It was horrible.
One or the other.
So we would have apple wars when we were younger, and then then it became super soakers and like water balloons, and then after that it became paintball guns.
Yeah.
And when it became paintball guns, that was like life or death at that point.
That hurts.
And so that's like, I always remember like riding from my people. It's like, yo, hearing somebody getting jumped with paintball guns. Mm. It's like, yeah, it's just like, yo, like your boy's like, oh, I'm getting, like, you know, like you'll just get a call or something like that. It's like, so, you know, somebody's on the other side of the neighborhood and he's getting chased around. These dudes got paintball guns. So we got to go strap up and, you know what I'm saying, go defend our people. So I've done that and I got shot quite a bit for that.
Yeah.
And it hurts. But I'll say that's the closest I've gotten.
Was it worth it?
No. Mm-hmm.
That sucks.
No, being shot point blank, like execution style with a paintball gun.
What? How did they get you in that situation?
Because I got destroyed.
He's riding.
Right in the head?
That's what happened
to
you,
right? No, they shot my leg.
Oh.
I had a bruise for literally like 8 months.
Yeah.
It was just like a circle.
I
thick
went paintball
black
like 2 months ago, and I still got bruises from it.
Yeah, like, but imagine putting the barrel right on your leg and say, come back, come around this part again. Mm. Bam. Damn. He's like, I won't be.
Huh?
Y'all lost.
We won more than we lost, but I lost that one. I lost. That was a personal. That was my me talking shit, and I deserve, got what I deserved.
Ah, I see.
I don't feel bad for you no more. All right. Rob?
I can't think of a time. No, honestly. So, I'm going to go no.
All right. Myself? Yeah, I mean, I have. I got into a fight for a friend, but I was young, man. So it wasn't like nobody really got hurt. It was one of those, like, we're kids, body slam. Every time it's been either with my brother or we was about to get into a fight, and either somebody backed down or that was the end of it. It didn't get super crazy when we got older, because the stakes were higher. When you get older, the stakes, you can die.
Oh, yeah.
You can get socked out or shot.
You can die when you're in children, just so you know.
Well, I mean, I'm not putting a child to sleep when I'm socking him out. You know what I'm saying? I fall, hit my head on the concrete right now, getting in a fight with somebody. It's the end of it.
Going to the, yeah, what's the...
But I know for a fact, Ice has stories about getting into the situations. So
oh,
go
that's
ahead,
true.
Ice.
He's got quite a few.
Yeah, a majority of my fights, I was fighting with friends. I think I never liked bullies growing up. That's, you know, people tried to bully me. People tried to bully my friends, and I used to stick up for them. So a lot of my fights derive from my friends. I got in fights at the club because my homie was dancing on somebody's girl. He didn't know it was somebody's girl. Ah. And then
that's her fault, not his fault.
Yeah, but, you know, men don't care. You know, men, you know, yeah. They drunk. You see a dude dance on your girl. This dude socked my homie. I socked him, beat him up. But the one I want to tell is I think I got in a fight over a girl before. My girlfriend, actually, at the time. I fought for her because I was beefing with this dude for a long time because he kept trying to talk to this is like eighth grade. And he was just always trying to talk to my girl, this big dude. This dude was like, this eighth grade dude's at least 6'1", like in fucking eighth grade. Like, this shit was sick. At least it felt that way, how big he was. And then I was walking with her, and then he called her a bitch or something like that. And then he was like, yeah, I'll smack you right in front of your boyfriend or some shit like that. And I'm like, fuck. Like, in my head, it's like, fuck. So yeah. then I hit him. I was punching him. And then, because people always ask me, like, you fight a lot. Have you ever lost a fight? I ain't never lost, but this is the closest I've ever gotten to losing a fight. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, so I punch him, and he's just eating them. He's eating the punches. I'm punching him. This dude picks me
body
up.
Body punches? Face punches?
I'm punching him in the face.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm aiming for it. Yeah, I'm going for it. Dude picks me up, lifts me off my feet, puts me against the fucking locker, and then cocks back like this. And I'm like, yo, if I don't think in the next millisecond, then I got to do something. So I just start fucking uppercutting him real fast in the face, like fucking like this. And then he drops me because I'm just hitting him so much. And then they, thank God, the fucking teachers and stuff, they came and broke it up because...
You were going to lose
if
that.
He would have connected, I would have just woke up right now. Like, right now, today, fucking
just turned, like,
September
20th,
2021. That would have been the day that I woke up, because if he would have connected, I would have been gone. And I just had to think quick. So, and that was kind of in defense of her, because I didn't really care about the dude too much, but I was just like, you keep talking to my girl. I kind of, I got to do something. Like, I can't just be out here on no whole shit.
Be careful fighting over anybody like that, man or woman, man. Just, a lot of times, it's very rarely worth it. Yep. If somebody physically puts their hands, you know, that's different. But if somebody's just saying something, it's normally not. It's not even worth it, man.
Facts.
So next question. Has anybody ever had a time where you felt like you were possessed or not in control? Ice.
Yeah, another fight story. I think I told this one before, but these dudes tried to, I'll keep it short. Dudes tried to jump me at Kane's, these two brothers. And the last thing that I remember is the two dudes came up to me because they, again, over a woman. I didn't even know the dudes. I guess it was the girl I was talking to. It was their ex. One of the dudes was his exes. And the dudes came over to me and they was like, what you want to do? And then I saw the dude ball up his fist, like the dude's brother. And I'm like, I'm sitting down at Kane's in this booth. If he would have, and again, if he would have connected, I would have been done because I can't move in the booth. So I got up, hit the dude, hit the brother, and then I turned around and hit the other brother. Hit the dude that was her ex or whatever. And then last thing I remember doing is like driving him through like the door outside into the drive through, like, and I pushed him against the car. And then I felt like I didn't have no control in that moment. Cause the only thing that got me back in was like, it was this dude that came out. He had a fucking chicken tender in his hand. And he was like, stop it, stop it, stop it. You're not defending yourself anymore. If you keep going, you're going to go to jail. And then, like, that snap, like, when he said that, I, like, clicked back in and was like, oh, shit, you're right. Like, I fucking blanked out. And I just had to, I'm not going to go into detail what I was doing, but when they retold what happened, I was like, I don't remember none of that. Like, last thing I remember is pushing them through the door, and that was it. So when they, you know, the girl I was with, when she was retelling the story, I was like, fuck, man. Like, something had to come over me. I was so mad or something. That's the only time, really.
The highlight of that story is a nigga having a chicken nugget in it. Chicken tender in his hand.
Came out. It was an old. It was like an old white dude. He came out and he was just like, "Stop! You have to stop now!
You stopped me eating this chicken.
Yeah, you're ruining my meal."
He's just sitting there eating the whole time, and he's just like, "I gotta stop.
This isn't okay."
He's on his third chicken tender, bro.
My moment.
I can't put this down. I don't know right now.
Rob?
I think the only time I can think of something that's similar is like, I think we've even talked about this before. You guys ever have like sleep paralysis?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's like the closest thing that I could think of is something like this, where it's just like when you wake up and you feel like you're awake, but you can't move your body. Mm. And like, I've had certain situations. I remember one time, like fairly recently, it was like, I was awake, I was in bed, and I couldn't move, and I felt like there was somebody, like, in the doorway, and just, like, walking over, and I couldn't do anything about it, and, like, standing over me next over the bed, and I'm just, like, I'm just telling myself, I'm just like, you know what, this is just a dream, just, like, close your eyes, just go with it, it'll be over, like, you know, whatever, and then, like, finally I snapped out of it, but sleep paralysis is no joke, it can definitely freak you out. Like, and when you don't feel like you're in control of your body, it's super weird.
You know what's funny, Rob? Is that's happened to me so many times that when it happens, I'm just like, this shit again.
Yeah, you feel like it's a person at the door, too?
There's somebody standing.
Fuck.
It's terrible. Presence.
I've had sleep paralysis, but I've never had the person there. That's wild.
Yeah. It's just like, something's coming. It's just like, you just feel it. Yep. You know?
Fuck.
Yeah. Brennan?
Same thing as Rob. Sleep paralysis. The only other stories I could say I won't.
Actually being possessed?
No, not that. Because
you've been in a lot of countries, and I feel like some foreign entities and got inside you.
No.
I feel like Brennan has a sex story. And he's just like, yeah, man, I was just.
I was just gonna. I just have some mind altering substances that I've been around.
That makes sense.
You
know,
the sex demons got you.
Okay. Yes. I'll go. I won't tell the whole story, but I mean, you can come see my, you know, stand up. But
there you go.
When I was when I stomped my father out, me and my brother, that was a moment where it felt like literally the situation was over. And my dad was like, "Dad, you need to chill out." And he said, "Fuck your mother." For no reason. My mom they've been divorced for years. There's no reason why he had to say it. He just said, "Fuck your mother," for whatever reason. And I just remember, like, I just remember blacking out. That was when me and my brother just literally fucking. I feel like I raged. There was like a rage mode that I couldn't control. And the real story is, like I said, this is a little darker than when I tell it on stage.
Yeah.
But it was a moment where I was just like, shit. Like, I would probably if at that particular time, if something serious would have happened, I would have been fine with it at that particular moment. And then I know I would have, once I snapped back, I would have probably been like, oh, fuck, that's not what I never want that to go the way
it would. You threw hands at that moment, or would you already beat him up and he said that and you kept
going? This is after we had already scrapped. He's on the ground. We're kind of like holding him down.
Oh, okay.
So we're holding him down. We're like, Dad, you know, you've been tripping this whole fucking time. You've been wilding out. And he's just like, fuck your mother.
Mm.
And we were just like, and we just fucking lost it.
So your brother had the same energy?
He set it off.
Oh, okay.
Like, he set it off first.
Did I tell you guys I've met Keenan's brother and mother?
You definitely mentioned that you met his brother. I remember that.
Yeah, you met my mom. My mom has been through a lot. She's seen some things. She's done some things.
I loved your mom.
And my mom's at an age. My mom is in her 60s, and she's still like, I'll beat a bitch ass.
No, your mom is wild. Your mom is wild. For
yes.
Sure. Your mom also thought I was Kev on stage.
I get that too.
That was very funny. I didn't realize until like when I was leaving. She's like, "All right, it was good to meet you, Kev, on stage." I was like, "Wait, what?"
She said she took a picture. She sent me a picture like this. I think she took a picture of Brendan. She took a picture of Brendan. Like, "Hey, man, I met a."
That is so funny.
And I was just like, "Yeah, man." I didn't even say anything. I let her have it. I was just like,
"Just let her have it."
His brother's a very interesting guy too.
I mean, he said my brother can't dress for shit.
Where did you see him at?
That's coming from me.
Kentucky. Yes. They had a show in Kentucky with Kev on stage.
He's one of the worst dressed human beings I've ever met.
Only time I've ever seen him, he had a suit on.
I stand by what I said.
The outfit that he wore was some bullshit.
It was pretty bad.
It was some bullshit. It was pretty bad. I made fun of how my brother dresses before.
If Brennan says that, you know how bad you got to dress. Not saying that he's a bad he just doesn't care about clothes, though.
Yeah, I'm not a great dresser.
So for somebody that don't care about clothes to say you can't dress.
My brother dresses like an old black professor, like not the cool hip ones, because he's a actual black professor.
I've had
he's
those professors before.
You know, the old black professor that has like you know the balding, but then the waves on the side.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like
he
that
got
guy,
a tapered
with sweater
George
vest,
Jefferson,
straight up tape like a wave tapered George Jefferson.
He don't got a cold. He don't got a cul-de-sac. He's sliding. He's sliding back though.
He is sliding back.
He receives.
But I'm saying that's who your brother's going to be.
Oh, I told him that. I told him, I said, bro, you're going to.
No, he's gonna be that.
He's going.
No, I just remember the way his belt was. I was just like,
he had a belt.
Oh yeah.
Way his belt was.
No, I know what
pictures.
He's talking about. It's not good.
Yeah.
I mean, let me pull up a picture. I got a picture.
Get a picture of it?
Oh, yeah. But so, keep going.
Yeah, next question. Have you ever run away from home? Brennan, this is actually your question. So,
yeah.
You know,
huh?
Go ahead.
You said, no, I mean, for me, kind of. I didn't run away. I would sneak out a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like, to go hang. I was so lame, though. I would sneak out to go hang out with girls, and we wouldn't do nothing but talk. Like,
that sounds like some British
shit. I got
shit.
Friend zone so hard by everybody.
They need somebody to talk to, Brennan.
I was not trying to be in the friend zone. Though. I was out there like, what's
shit.
Good?
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, Brennan, we're going to tell you about the other guys we're messing with. I'm just like,
that's
foiled again.
That involuntary friend zone.
Did you ask for a hug,
you
Brennan?
You stayed, though. You didn't
Can
leave.
Can I have a hug?
Where my hug at?
Where's my hug?
But where's my hug at, though?
Watch that episode on Kevin Stages at, bro.
Oh, my God.
Explain yourself.
They destroyed me. No, there's a show, just for reference, on the Kevin Stage Studios app. You can download it. It's a streaming service that I'm one of the owners of.
Get that shit.
You can download anywhere. You can download Netflix. But there's a show on there called Explain This, where they go through your social media. Kev on stage, and to hear more, go through your social media and like pretty much ask you how you got to where you were in the sense of what is this? What is that? And I think I probably have the funniest episode. Like
you probably have. Well, I know me at least watching being there live because I watched like four or five episodes
you were
live.
Crying,
that day. Oh, bro,
you were crying. I was so mad at all. I was so mad because I pointed to y'all, but I pointed at you a couple times while you were laughing.
The where's my hug? I was just like, all
I was
right.
done.
And then I think he said, "You watch anime or whatever." I forgot what he said. It was tears.
So bad.
I'm kind of with Brennan. I remember when I used to get into it with my pops. I remember my I ran away with no shoes on.
That's
just socks. Ran out.
That's unprepared, Keenan.
Yeah, that's a bad outfit, bro.
Hey,
Keenan's like,
the
that's my brother, so
you gotta appreciate it.
But for the record, his brother is awesome though. I really, really enjoyed him. But
yeah, I mean, I wish I got a chance to hang out, go to his crib. He has a nice big house. You know, he has liquor from all over the country. I mean, all over the world actually.
Oh wow.
And he loves it, like, you know, just do some liquor tasting, just try a sip of this, try a sip of that. You know what I'm saying? He has a cool little bar, he has a movie theater in his crib. It's super dope.
Very nice.
But yeah, I'm kinda like I said, with Brennan, I'm in the sense where like I ran away. I just ran to my friend's house who lived like my boy Baleko. He used to live like about 15 minutes away, walking distance. And I'll run to his house and I'll stay over there. Now,
with no shoes.
One time I did it with no, I just had socks on.
Yeah.
And then I actually snuck back in the house, got my shoes, and then I ran back out again. And I said, I'm never coming back home. And I literally came back that same night. Rob.
Yeah, I feel like if I ever did, like it was one of those things I just made it to like the end of the street and was just like, where the hell am I going to go? Yeah.
The world just gets that much bigger when you leave.
Yeah, just like, oh, okay. You know what? This isn't that big a deal. I'm going to go back. So, no, I never really, even if I did, which I don't remember a specific time of just like, I'm out of here. But I feel like there may have been a time where I'm just like, you know, I'm going to take it on my own. And didn't go very far, and just like this isn't gonna work. I just went back home.
I can't really think of picture you angry as a child with your parents the way I see your parents now. I can't.
I could definitely see it.
Yeah, I mean,
I can see you mad at your dad.
I can see Rob getting fed up.
I can see Rob getting mad at his parents for sure.
That's it.
I'm out.
Fuck off.
I have a black belt.
I can see Rob.
Let me put these hands on you, Dad.
Rob, have you ever told your dad to fuck off?
No, I don't think so.
His dad's way too nice for that.
Okay.
No, I could definitely see some leave me alones though.
Yeah. No, definitely. Some like, all right, I'm over this joke. Like, I'm over this bit. He actually recently texted me. I think I told this story on the show. I won't go too far into it because it's completely off topic. I told you guys that story about like he put that like beeper in my shelf that just went off for years.
Yes.
They were recently doing some renovating at the house, and they still had the shelf, and my dad found the beeper and was just like, you remember this? I might find the picture. He just sent it to me. It was still in there. And
did
you
respond
to that?
Were you triggered?
I was. I was like, there's no way I was going to forget about that. I was,
and he knew that.
Oh, yeah. I was like, this went off for years of my life.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Ice.
Rob's dad's super talented. His album I still listen to.
Oh, it's
thanks,
good,
man.
It's really
thanks,
good,
man.
Every day. I literally listen to it every day. Funny sometimes thing is, on purpose and sometimes by default because it comes on before my aux.
You know what's funny, though? The only way that I could listen to Rob's dad's album because it was a CD, I realized I don't have a CD player in my life. The only thing that I could listen to it on is my Xbox. That was the only thing that would play it.
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, that's I listen to it every day. I hear Rob's dad's voice every day.
Oh, man.
Because when I turn on, it's already in there and it plays before I connect my phone. Me, no, it never even crossed my mind. It crossed my mind one time, and I was packing up, and I remember my dad coming in the room. He was like, where the hell are you going? And I was like, nowhere. And then I think I lied and said, like, we had a school project to act like we're going to another country, so I'm just, because I started packing shit up. Mm-hmm. And then my dad was like, where the fuck, where do you think you're going? I'm like, oh, we have a school project tomorrow, and I got to act like I'm packing to travel. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't going nowhere. I was so petrified of my fucking dad, man. I didn't even make it.
You were like, you know what?
I'm good.
I'm good. Okay, hold on. Real quick, just to show you guys. I found it. This is the picture.
Wow.
That shit is buried deep in there. Wow. So this thing would go off like any kind of sound, just like a little beep. For anything. It was supposed to be only when you whistled, but that shit would go off for everything.
That
would
have drove me nuts.
And it was so deep in there you could not get it out.
Wait, so that was in your room until you left the house?
It was in there. It went off until it ran out of batteries, and it was those like C watch batteries that just go fucking ever.
That's a solid decade at least.
It was a long time. Yeah, Cam, I'll send that over to you as well. I don't know. Unfortunately I can't put it in the chat for everybody else, but suffice to say it is in there deep. Yep. Thanks, Dad.
Okay. I'll read that to somebody else, my bad. All right. Brent's going to head out real quick. We're going to finish up with a few more questions. You good?
Yep.
Okay. out of all the weapons that we've seen so far, right, we've seen a few people pull up, seen a few people do some things. See you later, Brandon. Be good, bro. We've seen a few people do some things with some of these weapons. We haven't seen them go into full action, but we got a chance to see a good, especially when the gigantic soul came out. We got a chance to see them go to work a little bit.
Yeah.
What is your favorite weapon that you can only choose one?
Of the weapons, they don't have to be Soul Reaper weapons. They could be any of the weapons we've seen so far.
Yes.
Okay.
Any of the weapons we've seen so far. Right now, I like the girl that we talked about. I forgot her name, but she has like the orange.
Orihime?
Orihime. Or the whole rejecting. I think that she just right now it seems like she has defense and offense, and I like that. It's like right now I feel like Ichigo right now. The reason why he's cool is because
he's all offense.
He's all offense, but he's like, all right, I got will to fight and kill.
No chill, and he's all offense.
Yeah, and I figure when he starts figuring out his sword and stuff like that, and now that he knows he has a soul and stuff, it'll get different. But as of right now, I feel like her power can be like crazy powerful.
It could be versatile. Yeah. Very versatile. Because like she's got not only just a shield or to reject that, but even the healing ability is crazy.
Yeah, she pretty much has, it seems like she has technically everything you need to survive in the battle. Offense, defense, and then you get to heal somebody.
Yeah.
It might take a lot of power out of her, but I feel like once she gets strong enough, how do you beat that?
Versatile.
Yeah, I think so far, I feel like I'm going to enjoy Ichigo's, you know, Zanpakuto more later on. But right now, the Quincy, what's his name?
Uryu. Ishida.
I like his the most just from the convenience of it, just because he don't have to go get, like, Ichigo has to turn into a Soul Reaper in order to get his weapon.
Yeah.
Yuri's is just, what's his name? Ichida?
It's Uryu Ishida.
Ishida, I'm going to say that. Ishida, like, he got it right there on him. And it's just like, well, and it's long range. So he got range. Sword, you got to, you know, pull up on somebody. From the looks of it and how he manipulated it, it looked like that can turn into a sword if he wanted it to. So if, like, he can make it a sword or he got the long range, that's the one I like the best so far.
Rob.
Yeah, I'm with Ice on this one for exactly those reasons. He just has, like, his little necklace or his little charm around his wrist or whatever. And it's just always on him. Yeah. He doesn't have to, like, go into another form. He doesn't have to like smuggle a sword around or anything like that, or even look like he's that conspicuous. He can just walk down the street and you wouldn't even know that he's got it on him.
Yeah.
And I think that's huge. And also for what you said, I think you're right, where it's like, obviously we're going to see this progress in such a way where I don't think he's even going to be, you know, I think he's going to have to evolve, because just having that bow, clearly we've seen the first Soul Reaper he came up against that's legit sliced him and diced him
right
there on the sidewalk. But that being said, the weapon's very cool.
Yeah.
And it's able to one-shot hollows.
Yeah.
At least for the rank and file.
Also, that little girl, she had like the gun.
That shit was
cool. Yeah. Cannon?
I
don't know where she gets it from, but she pulls it out in multiple other episodes. And yeah,
it's just smoking cats. And she's just kind of like low. And she came out the guy. I was just like, this is weird, but she was just like smoking cats out.
Yeah.
So last question. If you were one of Ichigo's friends and you got spiritual power just from being around him, would you be excited that you have new abilities, or would you be angry that now you got dragged into a war between spiritual worlds? Rob.
Honestly, I'd be a little mad. This is a lot of responsibility. Like, I was just hanging out. You saved me, which, like, thanks. But, like, now I get recruited? Like, imagine, like, you know, you get saved by somebody, then all of a sudden you got to join the fight. Like, come on. I just feel like the powers would be cool, but... I mean, they immediately get roped up by Urahara.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, like, you guys got to make a life or death decision right now.
Yeah.
About if you want to join up on this stuff. I'd be a little annoyed. I'd be like, I didn't ask for any of this. You know, maybe you could have just let me go on to the Soul Society and everything could have been cool. I mean, we'll see what happens. But so far, like, especially Chad, like, we'll see if maybe that armor spreads to other parts. But I'm not impressed with his with his arm thing right now. Like, okay, he got the one win, but I'm just like... I only have like one arm armored and I got to go fight these things. Like, that doesn't feel like a fair trade to me.
Yeah. Ice.
I think I'm putting me in high school. Me right now. No, but I'm not. I'd be pissed off. Like, why the fuck? I got shit to do. I got content I got to make. I got work and shit. Don't drag me in this shit. Calling me at work. No, like, but me in high school with no bills and just life. Sign me up. Let's do this shit. Like, let's fucking go. I'm with it. And I get powers too. Fuck yeah. Like, I'm with it.
Yeah. For me, it all depends on the powers I get. Because if I get some whack ass shit, I'm gonna be like, you drag me in
with this shit, and I'm not even.
I got all I got is one leg of armor. This is my power. Oh, you fuckhead! Like, you...
especially seeing what everybody else has.
Yeah, like if I got like, oh, I ain't got no hair, so I probably wouldn't get the thing, the little pin with the girl. I wouldn't get her thing. Hopefully,
beard clips.
Yeah, I get like a little beard pin clip. If I got her power, I'm gonna be a little bit upset. I'm gonna be like, yo, let's. I got healing, defense, and offense. I'm gonna be like, yo,
I'm gonna go do something else.
Yeah. But I've been wanting to be like a hero, a Dragon Ball Z character for the longest. So if I could be some type of hero in this shit, I'd be like, well, we here now. Let's do it. Sorry, babe, no more stand up comedy. You know, or no, I would do stand up. And motherfucker talking shit on, you know, I'd hand him up to
kick him with that one armored leg.
Reject you.
Reject you. All right, so that's the end of the question portion of the show, man. I guess it's time for, you know, our scores and stuff like that.
I thought it was a question about the Zanpakutos.
I skipped because we're at hour 07.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm. And that question can always be asked technically.
True. We can come back to that.
Yeah. So let's give our scores, likes and dislikes. I'll go first. I feel like these stretches of episodes were a little slow starting off. The likes, introducing some new characters. Mm-hmm. They seem like they got dope character design. It seems like they're going to be pretty dope. It seems like it's about to turn the fuck up. I feel like this show always does it at the right time. Like, as soon as I'm like, all right, cool. They didn't like, all right, it's turning back up. So I'm all in. So that's my likes. The dislikes was that these stretches were a little slow. I don't think they were as good as a few of the other stretches that we've watched.
Yeah.
I forgot what I gave it last week. I feel like I gave it a...
We've been creeping up into that like low 7,000s, opposed to
low 7,000s.
Yeah.
I'm going to give this a 6,100.
Yeah,
for these stretches right here. Ice.
Dislikes. I mean, I kind of touched on them a little bit. They're still kind of monster of the week type of stuff. They're getting away from that. They're getting into. I'm excited for these next stretch episodes because that's what I want to see. I'm not too excited about the fight, like them fighting hollows. That don't really tickle my fancy, but them fighting each other, I'm into that shit. Like, that's what I'm going for. So to see that coming up is dope. I think it was whack that, you know, like I said, Minos coming through opening up to Scott just to be like, peace out. And I know that's probably him showing face and he'll come back and he'll give them trouble later on. I feel that's probably going to come.
Yeah.
But don't hype me up. Like, don't rip the Scott open and just come up on some bullshit.
He should have did something to show his power.
Exactly.
And then, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He didn't even get his beam. For his look like a big attack for him, for that to just get, you know, rejected and bounced out, you know, not even do no damage. You didn't leave in a crater. You didn't, like, decimate. He didn't do nothing but just fuck up the Sky. Yeah. So it's like, come on. What I did like about it, my favorite part about it, and it has nothing to do with fighting, and just from, like, a visual standpoint, I thought it was super dope. When Yuru came back into the class after his hands were taped, they, like, did a still motion of the class. And then, like, the whole class, like, froze. And he was just talking to the teacher. And, like, the animation that they did through that point, I was like, this is fucking dope. Like, they should do this more often just with anything. Like, I don't know if you guys can go back. I don't know if you remember it. But when he walked back into the class, they switched the whole animation. The whole animation got super still. The whole class got still. And then just him and the teacher were talking. And then they, like, was slightly moved to class. And then it just went back regular. Like, this shit was dope. I thought that was super cool.
Yeah.
Score, I mean, again, is not blowing me my mind, but it's also, you know, it's something that I look forward to each every stretch of episodes. So I'm gonna keep it where it's been at a 6,500.
Okay, Rob.
I'm with you guys. This was not my favorite stretch of episodes. I felt like the first two were cool because my likes are I like that we're seeing, you know, the world expand as far as, you know, his friends getting some powers, his friends getting involved and, you know, seeing Orihime get her stuff and like, okay, we're building a team now. And like, we're going to have like our bruiser, like Chad, we're going to have our healer in Orihime. And then like, you know, Ichigo can be like your all arounder. You've got your rival in Uryu or for now. I liked that aspect of it. And even seeing like Urahara and his gang show up with like when they rolled up with the like they had the little kid with his bat out, which was like a callback to him, like always like swinging his bat around. You know, the girl with her gun, even like the mustache dude just like, you know, punching people out.
They had a power to just punch a hollow. That's fucking hard.
It's pretty cool. It's just that part was cool. And I liked that we're seeing more of the world. It felt like the back two episodes of this stretch were so slow and not much happened. And I think a big part of that was because of how much of the story centered around Cone and like running away. And like, I was able to skip over that in my recap because like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And it felt like it was a long time for Rukia to just decide to leave. And then for them to spend that entire last episode that we watched just on that like one stretch of the sidewalk. Like, felt like things didn't really go anywhere, physically or story-wise. And so it felt like it was a lot of setup. I'm hoping that, you know, it finishes the season strong. I'm going to give this a 6,000.
6,000.
So for you, Rob, I asked you this because, you know, you're a writing guru. Is there a writing trope? Because a lot of the stuff that we've watched, like anime, we do usually do it in four or five parts, but it always seems like it matches. Is there a writing thing from an episodic, from like a TV perspective, that they do stuff in fours, or is that just coincidence?
That may just be coincidence. It might be something where it's like, you know, maybe they're thinking of like a 3-part series where like a lot of traditional storytelling or classic storytelling breaks into like 3 parts, where it's just like kind of, which like the hero's journey does, where it's just like the introduction, then like the main conflict, and then kind of the return, or sort of like the main three. Four, I'm not as aware of anything breaking down to that. I think it might just be coincidence, but it might just be, you look at it like, okay, you know, that's 4 20-ish minutes. You're looking at, you know, almost an hour and a half. That's like almost like a movie.
Right.
So you might even be thinking about it like that, where it's just like, that's almost like a movie's length worth of time.
Got it. Okay. All right, man. So that is the recap and the questions and the end of this episode. We have a very, very, very special episode coming up for you guys next week. Another anime draft. That's right. We're going to do a Dragon Ball draft. All of Dragon Ball, from Dragon Ball to Dragon Ball Super. And we have a very special guest.
Yes.
Patrick Cloud will be joining us next week. So make sure you tune in for that, man. I know a lot of y'all are probably fans of Patrick Cloud from All Dev Digital. Super dope, super funny from Roast Me and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
So he's going to join us. And I am very, I know we're all very excited about that, actually. So make sure you tune in next week for that. You guys want to drop your stuff? Brennan is Brennan the best at social media, Instagram, Ice.
Yeah, I just want to shout out D'Avery Brown and his wonderful wife, Sarah. They pulled up on us. We had some shows. I had Tony Baker and Keenan had some shows, and they were kind enough to have me jump on the shows with them in Arizona. So he pulled up, and that's the guy, if y'all seen me, he was saying, fuck Brennan. He was like, fuck you, Brennan. You're a bitch. I love you. Like, he was a really good dude. Him and his wife were amazing. They've been avid listeners from the podcast for a long time.
Awesome.
So I just wanted to shout both of those guys out. And then you can find me on ice.mcgowan on everything.
Okay. Rob.
Yeah, I'm going to shout out, actually, a friend of mine, Emily Geiger, and her Instagram. She's actually a tattoo artist. She's done, I believe, all of Cameron's ink.
She's done all of my tattoos.
Yeah,
for real?
Yeah,
she's got some dope work.
She's very good. So check out her Instagram. She's a very talented tattoo artist here in L.A. Her Instagram is Geiger Objects, which is G-E-I-G-E-R Objects, O-B-J-E-C-T-S. So
has she
check
done
out.
Any anime tests?
No, I don't know if she has. I mean, I wouldn't be shocked.
I mean, Ninja Turtles, that's hard.
These were all, I basically sent in a request. If you check out her Instagram, it'll tell you what her, like, strengths are. She's really good at line work. And, like, I mean, like most artists, like, you give her a design, she'll say whether or not she can.
She can adapt to it. She's done some really sick, like watercolor stuff,
too. Mine are very diverse in, like, the styles. So, like, there's definitely a range there. She's very talented. And she'll probably do the rest of my tattoos that I get.
Did you recommend her? Rob to
I
hand?
Did I don't think
Tony,
I
Tony did
that makes sense
got it
gotcha
okay
that tattoo that you have that's is that like an actual strip
yeah this opening this is the first panel that all of them were actually in the very first comic so this is taken straight from the page
so tell seven of your friends and then we can get them on camera you can see the tattoos yourself
exactly.
Yeah that's true
exactly.
You'll be able to see them in the flesh
on the cam so yeah that's to bring me to that Keenan Baker on everything all social media stuff and make sure you join the Patreon. That's
yes,
right.
Please.
Patreon.com/animation SHUN. Get the cam. We just need 7 more subscribers to get that cam. I'm telling y'all, man. And get to see those tattoos that he got. And get to see that hair and that beard. And you get to see him pop in when he joins in and talks with us. It's super fun. It's super funny. You know, he's not doing every episode with us, but he normally does majority of our episodes, right?
Yep.
And so
I skipped that last one because I didn't want Demon Slayer spoilers.
Yeah, he's watching Demon Slayer spoilers, Demon Slayer. So that was fair. So-and-so dies. I'm just playing. I said so-and-so. Don't worry about it. He would have killed me for that. All right. But yeah, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of Animation. We out.
And so anime was solved forever.